Eminem at number 4, Lady Gaga at number 3, Elvis Presley. From the VOA studios in Washington, D.C., around the world, and direct to you, this is Today's Hit Countdown. I'm your host, the Lady DJ, and for the next 55 minutes, we are going to count down the top 20 songs in pop music, according to Billboard Magazine and you, the VOA listeners, for the week ending June 29th, 2024. And you know, I love it when the countdown shifts like it has this week. It means we've had a lot of new THC listeners tapped in with their votes, and we've got a few new tunes, including a new number one as a result. Coming up first at number 20 this week, one of several new country artists whose sound blends country and pop in a way that appeals to fans of both. She's going to be touring the U.S. and Europe this fall with her Dashville show. This is Dasha with Austin on Today's Hit Countdown.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed the car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you one home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did you boo? Where you'll be forgotten, in 40 years you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in a
She dances on my tongue. I know it's just a hunch, but she might be the one.
This week on THC, Chappell Roan, a singer-songwriter with four songs on the Billboard Hot 100. Good Luck Babe is making its Today's Hit Countdown debut this week. Cowgirls from Morgan Wallen and Ernest lands at number 15 this week. And Like That from Future, Metro Boomin and Kendrick Lamar fell to number 14. And at number 13, we've got Taylor Swift, who appeared to have a fantastic time in London over the weekend. She took her Eras tour to Wembley Stadium. Prince William and his children were there. I hear Paul McCartney was in the house. And of course, Travis Kelce not only was in the house, but actually took the stage. Something I don't think I've ever seen with any of Taylor's other boyfriends. So I think this time it's serious. Coming up next, we've got Taylor and Post Malone. This is Fortnite. You're listening to today's Hit Countdown.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic.
Make believe. mistake as me. If I was to ever take a leave, it would be as friend to break a feed. If I was to ask for Megan D. Stallion, if she would collab with me, would I really have a shot at a feat? I don't know, but I'm glad to be back like that.
In my back, bro.
Turn me into Charlie Face emoji. May not be age appropriate, but I will hit an 8-year-old in the face with a participation trophy.
Yes, I have zero doubts that this whole world's bound to turn into some Girl Scouts and censorship bureaus out.
Shut me down. So when I started this verse, it did start off lighthearted at first, but it feels like I'm targeted. Mind-boggling how my profit is skyrocketed. Look what I pocketed. Yeah, it's just like y'all have been light jogging in. I've been running at full speed, and that's why like my noggin in. I'm the fight dog and then when you debate who the best, but outside white chalk and win. I step up to that mic cock and then I might guard attack. Check it out again.
Tell me it's a bit.
This is today's hit countdown from her latest album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. That was Billie Eilish, who found her way to number 10 with Birds of a Feather. My name is the Lady DJ. I'm at VOA Lady DJ 1 across your social media platforms, and it's time now for Word on the Tweets. And speaking of Billie, sources close to the singer told an entertainment blog recently that she's a bit nervous about her brother and collaborator Phineas stepping away from music to focus on TV and film projects. Now, Phineas has appeared in a number of movies and actually some of my favorite television shows. He had a reoccurring guest role on both Modern Family and Glee. The tweets are also talking about music icon Prince. He will receive a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The announcement was made earlier this week by Prince collaborator and fellow Minneapolitan Jimmy Jam. Prince is going to join Fantasia, Depeche Mode, Green Day, Busta Rhymes, and Keith Urban as the newest musicians to be added to the Walk of Fame. Also, more than 20 years worth of content published on MTVNews.com was pulled down on Monday. The news site was shuttered in 2023 due to financial issues. As a result, thousands of articles, interviews, and MTV's vast hip-hop-related content has been removed. Former MTV News staffers took to social media to express their outrage, calling the move sickening. In other news, singer-songwriter Sheryl Crow is not a fan of AI and made it clear in a recent interview. She admonished Drake for using a Tupac AI verse in his tailor-made freestyle. She said, and I'm quoting here, "You cannot bring people back from the dead and believe that they would stand for that." She went on to call the use of that Tupac verse hateful and antithetical to the life force that exists in all of us. And finally, the top 20 most globally recognized solo artists in history was announced. This is a list put together by Chartmasters, which measures streaming, followers, and reach across countries that provide language translation for artists' pages on Wikipedia. You with me? Okay, so here's your top five. We've got Justin Bieber coming in at number 5 with Eminem at number 4, Lady Gaga at number 3, Elvis Presley.